Hey guys, this is Dark Eagle from ShadowKnightGaming.com. Welcome everyone to Shadow Knight Gaming's first gaming news episode. Here are the biggest gaming news stories for today, 27 October 2021. Sony is not developing God of War PC port. A few weeks back, Sony announced that the PlayStation-exclusive God and Fatherhood Sim God of War will be coming to PC, which was very big news indeed. But the PC port won't actually be developed by Sony. Instead, the development work has been given to Jetpack Interactive Studio. In a recent article by Ars Technica, they mention, quote, Sony representatives have confirmed to Ars that this port is being overseen by its creators at Sony Santa Monica, while otherwise handled by Jetpack Interactive. Now it is not the first time Sony is outsourcing game ports to another company. Last year, another PlayStation exclusive, Horizon Zero Dawn, was ported for PC. However, the results were not good. There were a lot of issues, and the game didn't look half as good. Let's just hope Sony can please the fans this time around. GTA Trilogy System Requirements. Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy Definitive Edition System Requirements have been revealed via the Rockstar Store, and things have come a long way since 2005 when GTA San Andreas was released on PC. Earlier, you could easily enjoy the game with a GeForce 3 video card, though the GeForce 6 was recommended, with a measly 256 MB of RAM. For the game's 2021 release, you'll need a GeForce GTX 760 or a Radeon R9 280, with a GTX 970 or RX 570 recommended. That's still pretty low. By comparison, Saints Row, the third remastered, recommends a GTX 1000 or better, and Red Dead Redemption 2 recommends a GTX 1060. Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy Definitive Edition, will take 4-5 GB of free space and at least 8 GB of RAM. GTA Remastered Trilogy is almost twice as big on Xbox as Nintendo Switch. The remastered GTA Trilogy will reportedly require 25 GB of storage space on Nintendo Switch, while the PC and Xbox versions of the game will require 4-5 GB and 49 GB of room available, respectively. It is believed that the PlayStation versions of the game will be similar to the Xbox storage amounts as well. Battlefield 2042 to get franchise's first non-binary specialist. While we were given a glimpse at Battlefield 2042's new specialists last week, it turns out that one of them, Sundance, is non-binary and uses they/them pronouns. Xbox 360 Halo servers are shutting down. It's the end of an era, as servers for the Xbox 360 era of Halo games will be shut down permanently. Age of Empires 4. Real-time strategy game lovers, rejoice. The Age of Empires 4 release date is very close now. It won't be long until AoE fans get the taste of the franchise's latest installment. The game will be released on 28 October at 4 p.m. BST, and over in the USA, Age of Empires 4 will be available at 8 a.m. PDT on 28 October. Age of Empires 4 takes place in the Middle Ages and will put the focus on numerous massive battles that took place across history, such as the Normans, the Norman Conquest of England, the Hundred Years' War, the conflict between England and France, the rise of Moscow, the rise of the Grand Duchy of Moscow, the Mongol Empire, an expansion of one of the largest empires of all times. Age of Empires 4 will be priced at PS 49.99 for the regular version and PS 69.99 for the Digital Deluxe Edition. New Fortnite crossover features, Resident Evil's Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine. Epic Games' fondness for Capcom continues unabated as the game developer has added legendary Resident Evil characters Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine. Aka the Master of Unlocking to Fortnite, complete with numerous nods to the zombie-slaying franchise. Chris and Jill have alternate costumes that make nods to their appearances in Village and Nemesis, while the back bling offers three shades of Resident Evil's life-sustaining herbs. There are themed pickaxes and even a Brawly Stroll emote making fun of everyone's least favorite fictional corporation. The outfits and gear are available to purchase separately as SDARS Team and SDARS Team Gear Bundles. With Halloween just around the corner, and with all the cute monsters roaming the streets, we won't be surprised if these Resident Evil packs lose some of their luster. Still, this is a Fortnite gaming crossover that makes sense. Chris and Jill are already well-dressed for a bitter fight for survival. PUB New State. Now that PUB New State has a confirmed release date, November 11, 2021, Krafton has announced plans to hold a final two-day technical test in late October. The technical test will help the devs iron out the last few kinks in the game so that the launch will go smoothly. The technical test will be open to all players who participated in the second alpha test, which was hosted earlier this year. However, it will be limited only to a handful of select regions. Minimum requirements for the technical test: iOS, iOS 13.0, device, iPhone 6s, Android, Android OS 6.0, memory, at least 2GB RAM. PUB New State is said to bring a lot of changes to the game, with many new high-tech guns, vehicles, surveillance drones, and much more. It's also worth noting that Krafton has allowed players to stream and make content in the technical test, which means there's plenty of PUB New State footage and content incoming soon. Hello, Master Chief. After what's felt like an infinity of waiting, we finally have an idea of what Halo Infinite's campaign will look like. Developer 343 Industries re-revealed the mode for the first-person shooter in a digital showcase yesterday. Halo Infinite picks up after the events of Halo 5 and sees Master Chief trying to figure out why Cortana, his longtime AI partner, went rogue and tried to destroy humanity. He's seeking another AI, codenamed The Weapon, who was allegedly designed as a countermeasure to Cortana. The Banished, a splinter faction of Chief's enemies, turned allies the Covenant are in his way. In the campaign overview video released yesterday, we can catch a glimpse of a character asking Master Chief, "How many guns do you need?" To which he answers, "Infinity." Surely, 343 Industries wants you to believe the hype, but realistically speaking, it's been a rocky road for Halo Infinite. Last year, 343 Industries showed off a slice of a mid-game level from the campaign, though it demonstrated a ton of cool stuff, including an open-ended map and a sweet grappling hook. Fans laser-focused on the visuals, making fun of the muddy visuals. The game has been delayed several times in the past, and we really hope that the end result will turn out to be worth the wait. Some fans had speculated that Halo Infinite would be an open-world game, and yesterday's stream clearly showed a large map and some freely structured first-person shooter gameplay. However, Microsoft hasn't explicitly said one way or another whether this is the case. Halo Infinite is scheduled to come out on December 8, 2021, and will be available for PC, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. FaZe Clan hits 1 billion biggest news for today. FaZe Clan, the youth-focused gaming, lifestyle, and media platform, has announced plans to go public through a merger with a special-purpose acquisition company that will give it an implied equity valuation of, get ready for it, approximately $1 billion. That wild figure arises primarily from the way that FaZe is going public. Special-purpose acquisition companies, or SPAC, are basically shell corporations that exist solely for the purpose of acquiring another company. These SPAC deals, as they're known, are vehicles that enable private companies like FaZe to go public without having to go through the slower and more regulated process of an initial public offering. Once the merger between the two companies is complete, the formerly private company takes the place of the SPAC on the exchange listing. This isn't just a big moment for us in FaZe Clan. It's a huge moment for everybody who grew up on the internet with us. We've grown up with you guys. This is really something we've all created together. This is your company, your brand. Without you guys, we would never be here, tweeted the soon-to-be public company. Well, technically, it's not your company, but rather a publicly traded company belonging and responsible to shareholders. The actual announcement of the proposed merger and public listing is less hype, but more accurate. However, it is an exciting development that WELL will definitely follow. The merger between FaZe and BRPM is expected to be completed in the first quarter of 2022. Okay, that's enough for today. Let us know which news excites you the most and why in the comments. We will see you very soon with a ton more news, so make sure to follow and stay tuned. Oh, and while you are at it, don't forget to check out ShadowKnightGaming.com.